This year, Simchas Torah leads directly into Shabbos Bereishis. We know on Simchas Torah we conclude the Torah by reading Vezos HaBracha. Therefore, for this Shabbos Bereishis, I would like to connect the end of Torah to the beginning of the Torah and see really how they are connected. The Torah is talking about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, and on chapter 34, pasuk number 11, the pasuk says, "Lechol ha'osos v'moivsim, as evidenced by all the signs and wonders, asher shlacho Hashem laso, is that Hashem has sent him to perform be'eretz Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, leparoi, to Pharaoh, ulechol avodov, and to all his slaves, lechol arzoi, and to all his land." And the last pasuk says, "Ulechol hayad chazaka, and by all the strong hand, ulechol ha'moir gadol, and the awesome power, asher asa Moshe le'nechol Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the eyes of all Israel." And right afterwards, we start with Bereishis Bara Elokim, the beginning Hashem created. Rashi on the words "lechol hayad chazaka" and "all the mighty hand." Rashi explains what does it mean, "mighty hand." Shekibel es haTorah beLuchos beYadav, that Moshe Rabbeinu received the tablets with his own hand. The Mizrahi explains that since the tablets were very heavy, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to single-handedly carry the tablets, it's called Yad HaChazaka, strong arm. But the Gura Arya disagrees with that, because the Gura Arya says we have a rule that the oisios, the letters of the tablets, are the ones that were carrying the tablets, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't actually carry the tablets by himself. The letters were the one that caused the tablets to float. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was not required to have a Yad HaChazaka, a strong arm. Therefore, the Gura Arya brings a Yerushalmi in Shkolim, but I actually found the Yerushalmi in Taanis Perek Dalet, Daf Samaches, where there Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman says, in the name of Rabbi Oinesen, the luchos, the length was 6 tfachim and the width was 3 tfachim. Moshe Rabbeinu held on to 2 tfachim, Hashem held on to 2 tfachim, and 2 tfachim in the middle were empty. After the Jewish people, the golden calf, Hashem tried to pull the tablets for himself, in other words, not to give the tablets to the Jewish people. The Gavro Yodosh Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's hand became stronger, and he was able to grab the tablets from Hashem, and that's why the Yerushalmi brings down, the pasuk says, "Lechol hayad chazaka," for all the strong arm, that Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, kaviyachol, was stronger than the hand of Hashem, meaning that Hashem actually let Moshe Rabbeinu in. But nonetheless, it's called strong arm because Moshe Rabbeinu pulled it with his strong arm. "Ulechol ha'moira gadol," and "all the awesome power," Rashi says that it is referring to the miracles and the strength that happened in this awesome and great desert. "Le'enechol Yisrael," the eyes of all Jewish people, Rashi says, what was it that Moshe did in the eyes of all the Jews? "She'nosoy liboy lishboy ha'luchos le'enayim," that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the tablets in front of them. "Shenemar," because it's written in Dvarim chapter 9, pasuk number 17, "Veshborim le'enayim," and "I broke the tablets in front of your eyes." So that is something that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the eyes of all the Jews. Therefore, when it's written here, "Le'enechol Yisrael," means to say that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. But the Sifse Chacham explains, Rashi is bothered, how can he finish with a bad topic? We're giving here praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. How can the Torah finish with saying that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, which technically it's a bad topic? Therefore, Rashi continues, "V'iskimo das HaKadosh Baruch Hu ledatoi," that Hashem agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu did, meaning Hashem agreed in the breaking of the luchos, as it's written in Shemos chapter 34, pasuk number 1, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Carve for yourself 2 stones as the first ones, and now write on these tablets the things that were written on the first luchos, asher shibarto," which is translated normally, "that you have broken." But Rish Lakish on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin 87 explains that the word asher shibarto, "that you have broken," shouldn't be translated the asher, "that." Asher should be translated from the word ashrei, praiseworthy. that praiseworthy that you broke it, that Hashem agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu and said, thank you that you have broken. The Rashbam asks, how do you know that this is the translation? Maybe Asher here means just that you have broken. The Rashbam answers that from the fact that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to put the pieces of tablets, the Shivre Luchos, inside the Aron, the Ark, that shows that Hashem believes that they have Kedusha, that they have holiness, and Hashem was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. And right after this finish of the Torah, we start Bereishis, Bara Elokim. In the beginning, Hashem created the world. Our shiur is going to try to find out the connection between this psukim and Bereishis, Bara Elokim, and the story of creation. I wanted to answer that the connection between the end of the Torah, meaning that the connection between the breaking of the luchas and Bereishis, and the fact that we start Bereishis again right after Simchas Torah, after we finish learning the Torah, which the question is, why bother? We just finish learning the whole Torah. Why bother restarting over again the same parshas that we learned for the last years? We go over the Torah year after year. What is the whole point of that? And also we have to understand, we mentioned that Asher Shibarto means that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, thank you for breaking it. The question is, why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu, thank you for breaking it? What advantage did we get by breaking the luchas? In truth, there are multiple interpretations of what advantage we got in breaking the luchas, and I will use what the Zohar, Chelek Aleph, Kof Chavav, Omed Beis brings down, where the Zohar says that through Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu caused that forgetfulness will come to the Jewish people. Meaning the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas caused us to forget the Torah. And because we forgot the Torah, therefore we require now to struggle and learn with greater intensity the Torah, even though we previously learned it and previously knew it. Since the Torah is the blueprint of creation, as the Medrash in this week says, that is Takel Boiraisa, that Hashem looked in the Torah, Ibono Alma, and created the world. Hashem wanted us to be able to always look into the blueprint and learn it and struggle with it. And also the Gemara in Soita, Daf Chof Alev Omed Alev 21a says that while we learn in Torah, then Torah Magna Umatzla Miyetzer Hara, the Torah shields you and protects you from the evil inclination. Meaning that while you're learning Torah, the Torah itself helps to prevent you from sinning. And Hashem definitely wants to give you the upper hand in order to combat your Yetzer Hara, your evil inclination. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not broken the luchas, then we would have not forgotten the Torah. And tendencies are that if you don't forget something, you don't bother to go over it again. Because once you remember something, for example, the multiplication tables that you learned when you're young, 2 times 2 is 4 and 2 times 3 is 6, those things you don't need to go over because you remember it automatically. Had the luchas not been broken, you'd have remembered all the things that were written in the Torah and you wouldn't bother to go over it. Therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the luchas, he brought forgetfulness. Now it causes you to do chazorah, the Torah, over and over again, or you forget all of it. And the proof is that when somebody tells you a chiddush, an innovation, or tells you a word, tells you an explanation that you heard previously, sometimes you won't remember at all, and at best you remember parts of it. So bad is our forgetfulness. Therefore, we go over the Torah every year over and over again. Comes out that the only reason that we require to go over and over again is because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. And Hashem is really happy that we go over the Torah over and over again. In other words, that is really what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to constantly learn Torah in order to be protected from the Yetzer Hara and in order to get connected with Him. That could be the connection why the rabbis established that right after we finish Le'ene Kol Yisrael, we start with Bereishis. Why? Because since Le'ene Kol Yisrael means that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, and Hashem says, Yesher Koyach Shashibarto, thank you for breaking the tablets. Why did Hashem say, thank you for breaking the tablets? Because by Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the tablets, we ended up forgetting. Now that we ended up forgetting, then we have to restart Bereishis Bara Elokim. We have to start again from scratch in order to remember and struggle in our Torah learning. My Rosh Hashiva Devina Rav, Rabbi Zriel Yehuda Leibovich Zatzal, asks this question and he gives various answers. One answer that he gives is based on the Medrash Rabbah on this week's Parsha, Parsha Ches Hey, where the Medrash says, Omar Rab Siman says, when Hashem came to create Adam Harishon, Nasi Malach Hashores Kitim Kitim VeChaburis Chaburis, the angels divide themselves in groups and sections. Mehem Oimrim Al Yivrov, some of them say that let man not be created. Umehem Oimrim Yivro, and some of them say let man be created. Hado Dechsiv, and he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, Chapter 85, Pasuk number 11, where the Pasuk says, Chesed ve'emes nifkashu, kindness and truth have met, tzedek ve'sholem noshku, righteousness and peace have kissed, meaning that they all got together and they all agreed on certain things. The Medrash continues and explains, Chesed oimer, kindness says, Yivra, let man be created, because man is going to do acts of kindness. Ve'emes oimer, emes says, alivro, let man not be created. Shekuloi shekorim, man is completely a liar. Tzedek oimer, righteousness says, yivro, let man be created. Shioi tzedakos, because he is going to do righteousness. Shalom oimer, peace says, alivro, let not be created. Shekuloi ketoto, because man is full of strife. Meaning that man is always going to fight, therefore don't create man because that goes anti-shalom, anti-peace. Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does Shem do? Notal emes, it took the truth, v'shlicha la'arza, and he threw it into the ground. Hadol dechsif, that's what's written in Daniel chapter 8, pasuk number 12, v'atashlech emes arza, that you threw truth to the earth, and in truth, the Medrash didn't have to go pick a pasuk by Daniel. He could have continued with the pasuk on Tehillim 85, which the pasuk continues, it says, Emes me'eretz titzmach, the truth will sprout from the ground. There you see that truth came down to the ground. Basically, what the Medrash is saying, that before man was created, there were four attributes arguing in the creation of man. Two of the attributes, righteousness and kindness, said we want man to be created. And two of the attributes, peace and truth, wanted man not to be created. It was an impasse. In other words, it was two against two. What did Hashem do? Hashem threw truth into the earth. Automatically, it's going to be two against one in heaven. Now, man can be created. The Vilna Ruf asks a question, what good is it that you throw the truth to the earth? It is not the entity of truth that we are arguing. We are arguing on the claim that truth made. Truth made a claim that men are liars. Then what kind of remedy is it to throw truth to the earth if the argument of truth is still there? Then we still have two against two. What's the difference where truth is? The argument of truth is still standing. And the Vilna Ruf answers based on the introduction of the Sefer Ksois Achoshen, which quotes the explanation of the Ran in the Droshes, Drosh Gimel and Drosh Zion, on the Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes Omet Beis 59b, regarding the Tanur Shal Achinoi. There's a famous machloikas between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim and the rabbis regarding a sectional oven, meaning that when the oven becomes contaminated, you're required to break the oven in its majority in order to become pure. And the easier way to do it is to break it in three pieces. Because if you break it in two pieces, since it's impossible for you to make the majority broken, because one piece is always greater to the other one, and then the greater piece is considered the majority of the oven. Therefore, the majority of the oven is not destroyed. Therefore, the greater piece retains its impurity. The only way to do it is if you break it in three pieces, then the majority of the oven, in this case, is broken. The Gemara has a question. Let's say I have an oven and I cut the oven in three parts. And now I take this oven and put some mud and some sand between them and I reassemble the old oven. Meaning, I take a special saw and I cut it exactly three parts, which technically will become tar, but now I reassemble the same oven by adding sand in between those coils, in between those sections, I add sand, and I recreate the same old oven. It's basically the same old oven, but it has now additional sand between each section. Rabbi Eliezer says that once you break the oven in three parts, automatically that oven becomes pure because the impurity is gone. Therefore, the oven, it's pure. The rabbis hold, since this is the same old oven, you just added a little bit of sand, it becomes contaminated. The Gemara continues and says that Rabbi Eliezer tried to bring all the arguments of the world for his cause, and the rabbis would not accept his arguments. Then Rabbi Eliezer says, if the halacha is like me, let there be proof from this carob tree. And the Gemara says that that carob tree moved away from its place, in other words, got uprooted and moved away 100 cubits. And some people say that it moved away 400 cubits. Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to bring a proof from a tree, because since it's written, Eitz Chaimi Lamach Zikim Ba, that those who keep Torah, the Torah is a tree of life, Rabbi Eliezer was telling the rabbis that if you follow your opinion, you're uprooting the tree of life, you're uprooting the Torah. Nonetheless, the rabbi told Rabbi Eliezer, you can't bring a proof from a tree. Then Rabbi Eliezer says, if the loch is like me, let this canal of water be proof. And the water ran backwards. Again, Mefarshim explained that since the Gemara in Tainus Daf Zayin Amud Aleph brings down that the Torah is compared to water, because the Pasuk in Yeshaya 55 says, Heve kol tzoma lechu lamayim, let all the thirsty go into water, which means that those who are thirsty for Torah, let them go learn Torah. Rabbi Eliezer was saying that if you continue to follow your opinion, you are going to cause the water to run backwards. And the water ran backwards to prove that he was right. Again, the rabbi said, you can bring proof from water. Then Rabbi Eliezer says, if it is like me, let the walls of the house of study prove it. And the Gemara tells that the walls of the house of study started to collapse, meaning that if the rabbis continue to follow their opinion, they will cause the walls of the Beis HaMedrash to collapse. They will cause Torah to collapse because their opinion is wrong. Rabbi Yeshua got on his feet and started screaming, if the rabbis are arguing with each other, why do you get involved? Meaning, the rabbis are arguing regarding a Torah law. Why do you, doors of the Beis Medrash, take sides, who is right, who is wrong? The Gemara says that the walls will not collapse totally because of the honor of Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, they respected Rabbi Yeshua, therefore they would not collapse totally. But they would not stand up completely because of the honor of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, because Rabbi Eliezer said that the wall should collapse. And the Gemara says that they are still standing nowadays. Then Rabbi Eliezer decides to give his last proof. And he says, if it is like me, let them declare from heaven. And the Gemara says that from heaven came out a voice and says, what are you starting up if Rabbi Eliezer, that the halacha is like him in every place? Rabbi Yeshua got on his feet and says, Loi bashomayim hi, that Torah is not in heaven. Meaning that he quoted the Pasuk in Dvarim, chapter 30, Pasuk number 12. The Gemara explains, what does it mean Torah is not in heaven? Rav Yermes says that it means to say that once Hashem decided to give the Torah to the Jewish people at Sinai, the Torah now became ours, and we have to follow the rules that is written in the Torah. And in the Torah, in Shemos chapter 23, pasuk number 2, you write, Acharei Rabim Lahatois, that we are required to follow majority. Therefore, now we don't care anymore of heavenly voice. We are not allowed to follow heavenly voices. We have to follow whatever opinion the majority of the rabbis decide. And since the majority of the rabbis decided that an oven like that, it's Tomer, even though the heavenly voice claims it's Tar, we are not going to follow the heavenly voice. The Gemara tells a story that Rav Nosson found Eliyahu HaNavi, and Rav Nosson asked Eliyahu HaNavi, what did Hashem do when this argument was going on? In other words, when Rabbi Yeshua says, Torah lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not in heaven, how did Hashem react? Omalei, Eliyahu HaNavi tells Rav Nosson, Kochayach, that Hashem is smiling. V'omari says, Nitzchun ibni, Nitzchun ibni, that my children have bested me, and my children have bested me. Basically, the Gemara is saying that Hashem agrees what Rabbi Yeshua says, that Hashem says that once I gave the Torah into earth, then it's up to the man in earth to decide how the halacha is done. And the Gemara says that in that day, they excommunicated Rabbi Eliezer. According to this Gemara, the Ketzos HaChoshen answers the question that we mentioned before about the truth coming to earth and losing its argument that men are liars like that. From the story of Rabbi Eliezer, we see an important thing. We see that even though men cannot achieve complete truth, as evidenced by us ruling like the Chachomim and not ruling like Rabbi Eliezer, which was agreed upon from heaven, which means that we are ruling against what is in heaven truth. From here we see even the best of men, even our great rabbis, cannot achieve complete truth. Therefore, the truth was arguing, since the whole world is created for Torah, and Torah is the signature of Hashem, which is Emes, and since mankind cannot achieve truth as evidenced from the previous story, then why are you giving the Torah to mankind where the Torah is going to become corrupted? Since men cannot achieve truth, even the great sages cannot achieve pure truth, and the Torah is truth, then why give the Torah to mankind where the Torah is going to be corrupt? Therefore, Hashem said that I am going to give truth into the earth, that truth will become whatever mankind decides its truth. Even if that is not going to be the complete truth as we see in heaven, but whatever mankind will decide that it's truth, that is going to be truth, and that is going to be binding, and that is really the truth. Therefore, once truth came down to earth, now it can't argue anymore that man can't achieve truth, because truth really is what the rabbis decide here through the majority of the Sanhedrin and through their intellect. That is what is going to be considered truth. And that is the meaning, ve'emes me'eretz titzmach, that truth will sprout from the earth. Meaning, whatever man will decide the truth is, that is going to be the truth. The Ketzos HaChoshen also explains that the blessing we make after going up to the Torah, we say the blessing, Asher nosan lonu Torah's emes, that Hashem who gives us a true Torah, the meaning is not simply Hashem who gives you the true Torah, which means Asher nosan lonu, Hashem gave us Torah's emes, that we have the power to decide what is Torah's emes, what is true Torah, not just that Hashem gave us true Torah, that the Torah was true and Hashem gave it to us. No, Asher nosan lanu, that it's up to us to decide what is Torah Semes, what is true Torah. The Vinerov explains that according to this, we could explain that there is two kinds of truth. One is the truth, the way that we see truth, like the rabbi saying Sanhedrin, Daf Vav Omed Beis 6b, Ein lo ledayon, that a judge could only judge according to what his eyes see,
even though it may not be fully truth. One guy may be lying, but nonetheless, a judge could only judge in the way that he sees fits, that he sees is the right way. And then there is a truth, which is the cosmic truth, which was the truth that was according to Rabbi Eliezer, that in heaven they agreed that this is really the truth. But nonetheless, the halacha follows the sages of this generation according to what they are going to decide is the truth. And according to this, the Vinerov says that this is the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the angels when he was going up to heaven in order to get the Torah. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Beis 88b, says in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, the angels asked Hashem, "What is man doing amongst us? The Torah that is hidden for you for so many years, you intend to give to a mere mortal?" The Vinerov explains that the argument of the angels is that mankind cannot achieve pure truth. And since we know the Torah is called truth, as the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Hei Omed Beis 5b says, that the Pasuk in Mishle 23:23, which says, "Emes kenei ve'al timkor," buy truth and do not sell, means that you should buy Torah, make sure you learn Torah and don't give up Torah. We see that Torah is called truth. The question of the angel was, if Torah is called truth, how can you give Torah to mankind when mankind cannot achieve pure truth? But the truth is that the argument of the angel is not good, because Hashem already had sent the truth to the earth, and now the truth is really not what the angel think it's true. The truth is what mankind decide that this is the truth. And Moshe Rabbeinu was victorious, and because he was victorious, he was able to take the Torah down to earth. According to this, the Vinerov says, the last pasuk of the Torah, where it says, "Ulechola yad chazaka," and "by all the strong hand," which Rashi translates, "Shekiblas haTorah beluchos b'yadov," that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah by his hand, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah by the strength of his argument. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the Torah because of his strong argument against the angels. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu got the upper hand by the strength of his argument that truth was thrown down to earth. Therefore, Emes, which is Torah, will come down from the earth, not pure truth as heaven knows it. Truth is now going to be what the rabbis decide is going to be the truth. Furthermore, the Vinerov says, we know that the Sanhedrin, the great rabbis, are called Einei Yoeda, the eyes of the congregation, because the Pasuk on Bamidbar, chapter 15, Pasuk number 24, there it says, "V'hoyo im ein eweido neso lishgogo," if because of the eyes of the assembly it was done unintentionally. And the Pasuk there is discussing where the Sanhedrin decides something by mistake and the people act according to what the Sanhedrin told them. But nonetheless, we see that the Sanhedrin are called Einei Oedo, the eyes of the congregation, and they are called also Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the eyes of all Israel, because since they are the eyes of the congregation, they are also the eyes of all Israel. And as the Balaturim says in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Boro Elohim, in the beginning Hashem created, the Balaturim says, Roish Devorcho Emes, that the first words of the Torah are truth. And he explains, what does it mean, the first words of the Torah are truth? The first words of the Torah are Bereishis Bara Elohim, in the beginning Hashem created. And he explains that the last letter of these three words of the Torah comprises the word Emes, meaning that Bereishis has got the Sof, the Bara has got the Aleph, Elohim has as the last letter the Mem. Together it makes Tov, Aleph, Mem, which are the letters of Emes. So when the Pasuk says that the first words of the Torah are Emes, it means to say that the last letters of the first words of the Torah comprises the word emes. Therefore, the Vinerov says that we are supposed to read together Le'enei Kol Yisrael Bereishis Bara Elokim, that Hashem made it, that the eyes of the Sanhedrin is going to be the truth. Meaning that the truth is going to be what Le'enei Kol Yisrael decides. Since the last Pasuk praises Moshe Rabbeinu for taking the Luchos from the angels, then the Torah is explaining how was Moshe Rabbeinu able to take the Luchos from the angels, because it says Le'enei Kol Yisrael Bereishis Bara Elokim. Because in the eyes of all the Jewish people, meaning the eyes of the Sanhedrin, is how Emes is going to be, how the truth is going to be. And because of that reason, that Hashem made it, that the truth will be according to what the Sanhedrin are going to decide, therefore Hashem created the world and He created man. Since truth now sprouts from the ground, then Hashem is able to create the world and is able to create man. And truth doesn't have any more argument that man cannot achieve truth, because truth is going to sprout now from the earth. The other answer the Vinerov brings is based on Sefer Leket Yosef Erech Moshe Ost Hezbov, that there Sefer Leket Yosef brings that one of the reasons that Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael is because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. The question Mefarshim ask is, what connection is it, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, with the fact that he shouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and why is that considered midah keneged midah? We know Hashem usually punishes you measure for measure. How is that measure for measure, the fact that he breaks the luchas, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could not go into Eretz Yisrael? And then the Vinerov also brings the Gemara that we mentioned from Rashi, that Hashem praised Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the tablets. As we mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin says in the name of Rish Lakish that the pasuk that says that you should write on the new tablets that you have broken, we don't translate it that you have broken. We translate it Yesher Koyach Shashibarto, thank you for breaking them. That Hashem is praising Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the tablets. How you reconcile that if what we just mentioned previously, that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for breaking the tablets? It seems to be a direct contradiction if what we mentioned before. Before we said that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, that he couldn't go into Israel because he broke the tablets. It seems to be a very bad thing. And here it says the opposite, that Hashem said thank you to Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the tablets. How can we reconcile these situations? And furthermore, we have to understand what kind of praise is it for Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the luchas. We know that the luchas were written the handiwork of Hashem, by the hand of Hashem. How can Hashem praise Moshe Rabbeinu for destroying his handiwork? To answer all these questions, the Vinerov adds another Zohar. The Zohar in this week's Parsha, Daf Chavav, says that the Torah came out of the two luchas, and because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas and the Jewish people did not merit to have the luchas, therefore the luchas broke, and that caused the destruction of the first and second temples. Comes out that the Zohar says that the breaking of the luchas caused the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Again, now we have three different learnings regarding the breaking of the tablets. One Medrash says that because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas, therefore he couldn't go into Israel. The Gemara says that Hashem is praising Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking the luchas. And the third one, which is the Zohar, says that because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, therefore the first and second temple were destroyed. We have to understand the connection between all these three learnings about breaking the tablets. The Vinerov brings also a Megala Mukois Oifenchov that writes down, and that's also brought by the Rachaim and Parshas Veschan and Rachaim Parshas Ekev, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. Had Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash could never be destroyed. Why? Because the Gemara in Soita Daftes Omedalov brings down that Moshe v'David lo yisholtu soineim b'masa yodeim, that Moshe and David, their enemies did not rule over the handiwork, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was never destroyed. It was retired, put away and hidden, but not destroyed. David HaMelech built the doors for the Beis HaMikdash, and those doors for the Beis HaMikdash never got destroyed, they just sunk into the ground. So comes out, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone in to Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. Had he built the Beis HaMikdash could not be destroyed. So comes out according to this, that since Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, because he broke the Luchas, then he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Consequently, because he can go into Eretz Yisrael, he caused the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. Because he broke the Luchas, it was decreed for him not to go into Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed.
But as odd as it may be seen, the Medrash Necha Parsha Dalet says that the destruction of the temple was a good thing for the Jews. The Medrash discusses the Pasuk on Tehillim Ayin Tes 79, where the Tehillim says, Mizmer LeAsof, a song for Asof, Elokim Hashem, Bo Goyim B'Nachlosecho, nations have come into your heritage, Timu Eseichal Kochecho, they profaned your holy abode. The Medrash asks a question, well, how come David HaMelech says, Mizmer LeAsof, a song to Asof? He should have said, Bechila Asof, a cry to Asof. If we are discussing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it should be a cry to Asof, Nehila Asof, a sigh to Yosef, Kindle LeAsof, a lamentation to Asof. How come it's written, Mizmer LeAsof, a song to Asof? And the Medrash gives a beautiful mashal, but in the end, the Medrash explains that Hashem was very angry at the Jews, and Hashem, in his anger, decided to channel his anger over mortar and rocks, meaning over the building, and he did not destroy the people. Meaning that the people at that juncture really deserved destruction, but Hashem, in his great kindness, decided to break the furniture, break the building, and not break the people. Comes out that we have to praise Hashem, we have to give a song for Hashem, that Hashem was able to tolerate our sins and destroy the Beis HaMikdash instead of destroying us. Therefore it's written, Mizmer LeAsof, a song to Asof. But that is only possible if the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. But if Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael, he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and once he builds the Beis HaMikdash could not be destroyed, then Hashem cannot give his wrath over the building, because the building cannot be destroyed, because Moshe Rabbeinu built the building. Then Hashem has to give his wrath over the people. And since Hashem loves us, and Hashem foresaw that Moshe Rabbeinu not coming in to Eretz Yisrael because he broke the tablets will come out a great benefit of the Jews, therefore Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Shibarto, thank you for breaking the tablets. True, for you it's going to cost that you are not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but for the Jewish people it's going to be a great benefit, the fact that you broke the tablets, because by you breaking the tablets, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Consequently, you can build the Beis HaMikdash. Consequently, the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. Consequently, the Jewish people could be saved. Therefore, Hashem says, Yesher Koyach Shashibarto, thank you very much, Moshe, for breaking the Luchas, because by you breaking the Luchas, in the end, that is going to cause that the Jewish people are going to be saved. According to these, all three learnings that we learned about the breaking of the tablets are consistent. One, because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Second, because he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael, he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed. And the cause of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed is because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets and he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Once the Beis HaMikdash could be destroyed, the people could be spared. Therefore, Hashem says, thank you for breaking the tablets. We answered very well all the Midrashim, but we haven't made yet a connection between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. And to do that, the Vinerov uses the Medrash Rabbah Parsha Beis Simon Hay,
where the Medrash says, Omar Rab Chiya Rabbe, that Rab Chiya Rabbe says, Mitchilas Biryaso Shel Oilam, before creation of the world, Tzofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Beis HaMikdash Banui VeCharav VeBanui. Hashem already saw the Beis HaMikdash being built, being destroyed, and being rebuilt. And he brings from the first three words of the Parsha, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that in the beginning Hashem created Harei Banui, that means the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, Va'aretz Oisu Soyu Vavou, and the land was astonishingly empty, that means that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and is going to be emptiness in the world, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, because it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Hashem said, let there be light, that means that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Comes out that in the first verses of the Torah, it's already predicted, or it's already alluded to, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to build, destroyed, and being rebuilt. And that could only happen if Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. Therefore, since in the end of the Torah, Rashi says, L'ene kol Yisrael, in the eyes of all the Jews, Rashi says, that is Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets in the eyes of everybody, and Hashem said, thank you for breaking. Why did Hashem say thank you for breaking? Because Bereishis Bara Elokim, because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and then Varetz Oisu Soy Vavou, and then the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. That could only happen if Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets. So comes out that because Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, therefore Bereishis Bara Elokim, and Va'aretz Oisu Soy Vavou, and the world and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Hashem Yisburach should help that now that we are in Parshas Bereishis, we start a new beginning. We have a chance to restart and relearn everything the proper way, that we should dedicate more time for our Torah learning, and through the learning of Torah will merit to be shielded from sin and to be shielded from punishment, and will merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'imheiro b'yomeinu, Amen.